Welcome to the Rapid Learning Core Tutorial Series, Introduction to SAT Chemistry. By completing this course, you'll learn what SAT chemistry is, about the SAT exam, tips for multiple choice sections, and problem-solving strategies for use throughout your course, as well as tips on how to study chemistry. SAT chemistry studies matter, and it's tested by the SAT-2 subject test, which covers high school chemistry content and uses exam-taking strategies. What is SAT chemistry? SAT chemistry is a high school general chemistry course. It is not AP or IB courses, which are college courses. It tests the content covered in a typical college prep high school course. The SAT chemistry exam is how that content is tested. The SAT-2 subject tests are one-hour tests that show a student's knowledge in a specific subject. Scores can range from 200 to 800, with 800 being the highest. The format of the exam is that it takes 1 hour. It has 85 multiple choice questions. There's one type of question that's unique to the SAT subject tests. It's known as the CE, or correct explanation questions. The test will give you two statements, column 1 statement and a column 2 statement. Your answer sheet will have column 1, column 2, and a CE column. Each column on the answer sheet will have a true and a false bubble. Determine if statement number 1 is true or false. Then determine if statement number 2 is true or false. If both statements are true, determine if statement 2 is the correct explanation for statement 1. If it is, bubble in the CE bubble. Since you don't have a lot of chemistry understanding yet, we'll practice this with other types of content. For example, if column 1 says 2 plus 3 equals 3 plus 2, you'd bubble in true, as this is a true statement. Column 2 says, order of operations says to add and subtract first. This statement is also true. Because both statements are true, you must determine if statement 2 is the correct explanation for statement 1. Statement 2 says, order of operations says to add and subtract first. However, this is not the correct explanation for why 2 plus 3 is equal to 3 plus 2. Another example, column 1 says, all rectangles are squares. Column 2 says, any four-sided object with all right angles is a rectangle. For column 1 statement, this is false. Not all rectangles are squares. Rectangles with uneven sides are not squares. Column 2, any four-sided object with all right angles is a rectangle. That is true. Because both columns were not true, you don't need to consider the CE option. If column 1 says 1, 3, and 5 are prime numbers, and column 2 says prime number is another term for odd number, you'd bubble in true for column 1. 1, 3, and 5 are prime numbers. However, column 2, prime number is another term for odd number, is false. You won't know everything on the SAT chemistry exam. The writers know that classes vary from teacher to teacher on what's emphasized and what's introduced in a high school chemistry course. Therefore, they write the test questions so that no one will know the answers to all of them. What is problem solving, and why is it important? A problem is when you don't know how to get from where you are to where you need to be. A problem-solving strategy helps bridge that gap. Problem-solving is needed in every aspect of chemistry, especially labs and investigations, practice problems, exams, and any time you apply concepts to a new and different situation. Knowing how to break a problem down into steps is the key to solving any type of problem. A general problem-solving strategy. A 5-step strategy can be employed as a general problem-solving strategy. Step 1. Identify what's being given. Step 2. Clarify what is being asked. If unclear, try to rephrase the question. Step 3. Select a strategy. Some appropriate strategies include trial and error, deductive reasoning, working backwards, or knowledge-based. Step 4. Solve using the selected strategy. Step 5. Review your answer. Check for reasonableness, units, and significant figures. This general problem-solving strategy will not just work for math problems. It will work for any type of chemistry problems, including calculations, concepts, mechanisms, and many more. An example of applying this strategy is for the problem, how many significant digits are in 1020 grams? Step 1. Identify the given. 1020 grams. Step 2. Identify what's being asked. The number of significant digits. Step 3. Identify the strategy. Knowledge-based. Use your knowledge of significant digits to count the digits. There is no decimal point in this number. Therefore, follow the rule that says to count digits between the first and last non-zero number. Step 4. Apply the strategy. Count the digits. There are 3 significant digits in this number. Step 5. Review. The rule without a decimal place is to count between the non-zero numbers. There are 3 significant figures in the number 1020 grams. Another example is, what is the relationship between atomic radius and ionization energy? Step 1. Identify the given. Atomic radius and ionization energy. Step 2. Identify what's being asked. What is the relationship? Is it direct, as one increases, the other also increases? Or indirect, as one increases, the other decreases? Step 3. Deductive reasoning strategy. Use the definitions of ionization energy and atomic radius to deduce the relationship. Ionization energy is the energy needed to remove an electron from the outermost electron shell or orbital. As radius increases, the electron is farther from the nucleus. Step 4. Apply the strategy. Deduce the relationship. As the electron is farther from the nucleus, the pull between the positive nucleus and negative electron decreases, so the electron will be easier to remove. Ionization energy decreases. This is an indirect relationship. Step 5. Review your answer. As atomic radius increases, it becomes easier to take away an electron. This is an indirect relationship between radius and ionization energy. The knowledge-based strategy can also be used in non-mathematical equations. For example, the problem asks to name the following organic molecule and gives a visual diagram of an organic molecule. Step 1. Identify what's being given. The drawing of the molecule. Step 2. Identify what's being asked. The name of the molecule. Step 3. Use the knowledge-based strategy. You may not have the knowledge right now in your chemistry studies to understand how to name this molecule, but there are rules that you will gain as part of your knowledge base. Step 4. Apply the strategy. Those molecule naming rules can be applied to the picture given. Step 5. Review. This is an excellent example of when to work backwards. Use the name of the molecule that you decided on to draw the molecule again fresh. If what you drew matches the original drawing, then the answer is correct. A word problem solving strategy. Many people are intimidated by word problems. They don't know where to begin. Instead of seeing them as word problems, use the KUDOS method to turn them into simple calculation problems. KUDOS stands for K, known, U, unknown, D, definition, O, output, S, substantiation. Step K, known, identify the known. Use units to identify information. For example, a sentence saying a sample is 2.67 grams. Although it doesn't say a mass, grams is the unit for mass. Tip 2. Write information symbolically. Instead of reading the sentence, a sample is 2.67 grams, write M equals 2.67 grams. Tip 3. Look for implied information. If information is given that a sample contains A and B, and A is present 75%, the implied information is that B is present 25%. Tip 4. Write out chemical reactions. Instead of reading a chemical reaction in word form, write it out symbolically. Step U. Unknown. Identify what is unknown. Tip 1. What is the problem looking for? Look for questions that start with how many or what. For example, how many milliliters? Milliliters is a volume unit. You must be looking for volume. Tip 2. Write the information symbolically. Instead of reading how many milliliters, write V equals question mark milliliter. Step 3. D. Definition. Define the needed information. Tip 1. Find equalities to convert. If two units in a problem do not match, you will need to convert one of them to ensure that they match. Find the necessary equalities. Tip 2. Choose and rearrange equations. For example, for a problem solving for mass, given density and volume, select the density equation and then rearrange algebraically to solve for mass. Tip 3. Look other places for missing information. If a problem does not give you the atomic mass of oxygen, but you need it to work the problem, look on the periodic table. Finally, tip 4. If you've looked other places for missing information and you're still not having everything you need, reevaluate your approach. Look for another method or plan of attack for this problem. Step O, output. Find the output of your information. Tip 1. Plug values into the equation you've already selected and rearranged in step D. Tip 2. Use fundamental constants if necessary. Tip 3. Check unit cancellation. This will help make sure that all the units cancel and leave you with the appropriate unit for your unknown variable. Tip 4. Perform the calculation. As a last step, perform the calculation for the problem you've selected. Step S. Substantiation. Use a 1-2-3 check to substantiate your results. Step 1. Check validity. Is the result reasonable? Is it 10,000 when it should be 10? Step 2. Check the units. Are the units left after cancellation appropriate? If you're solving for mass, did you get a mass unit from your problem? Tip 3. Check significant figures. Remember when multiplying and dividing to use the least number of significant figures in the problem. When adding or subtracting, use the least number of decimal places in the problem. One of the hardest things for students to do is figuring out how to get from the known to the unknown. The definition step is the bridge between these two, That's why the definition step is so critical. Kudos example number one. What is the partial pressure of hydrogen if the total pressure is 1.75 atm and the partial pressure of water is 0.22 atm? Step K. Identify the known information. Total pressure is 1.75 atm. Write down P total equals 1.75 atm. Partial pressure of water is 0.22. Write down PH2O equals 0.22 atm. Step U. Identify the unknown. What is the partial pressure of hydrogen? Given pressures in atm units, you can write down PH2 equals ?atm. Step D. Identify the necessary definitions. Dalton's law of partial pressure is important in this problem. The law states P total equals P hydrogen plus P water. The equation can be solved algebraically for P hydrogen. It is P hydrogen equals P total minus P water. Step O. Calculate the P hydrogen. Plug the numbers in to the equation. P hydrogen equals 1.75 atm minus 0.22 atm. P hydrogen equals 1.53 atm. Step S. Validate your results. 1.53 atm is reasonable if the total pressure is 1.75. ATM is the correct pressure unit. This is an addition and subtraction problem. Both given pieces of information had two decimal places. The answer also has two decimal places. Kudos example number two. How many molecules of H2O are made from 7.89 times 10 to the 28th molecules of O2? 2H2 plus O2 gives 2H2O. Step K. Identify the known. O2 equals 7.89 times 10 to the 28th molecules. Step U. Identify the unknown. H2O equals ? molecules. Step D. Identify the definitions. The balanced equation gives the relationship between compounds in a chemical reaction. 1O2 equals 2H2O. This idea will be covered in much more depth in a future tutorial. Step O. Use the ratio to convert. Write your given information, the 7.89 times 10 to the 28th molecules of oxygen, on the far left side of your workspace. Write the desired information, molecules H2O, on the right side of the workspace. Arrange your ratio so that molecules O2 is on the bottom and molecules H2O is on the top. Multiply and get the answer 1.58 times 10 to the 29th molecules water. Step S. Substantiate 1.58 times 10 to the 29th molecules of water is a reasonable number for the given information. Molecules of water is what the problem asked for. Three significant figures were given in the given information, and three significant figures appear in the answer. Kudos example number three. This example will show how units may need to be converted before using an equation. The problem asks, what is the mass in grams of a 0.125 liter sample with a density of 2.57 grams per milliliter. Identify the known information. Volume equals 0.125 liters. Density equals 2.57 grams per milliliter. What is the mass in grams is step U identify the unknown. M equals question mark gram. Step D. The volume units do not match. Therefore, a conversion equivalent will be needed. 1 milliliter equals 0.001 liter. The definition of density is D equals M over V. This equation can be rearranged to solve for mass, our unknown variable. M equals V times D. Step O, convert the units. 0.125 liters is written on the far left side of the workspace. Milliliters, the desired unit, is written on the right side. The ratio is arranged so that the liters will cancel by placing 0.001 liters on the bottom of the ratio and 1 milliliter on the top. This results in 125 milliliters. Solve for the mass. Mass equals volume times density. Mass equals 125 milliliters times 2.57 grams per milliliter. This gives a mass of 321 grams. Step S. Validate your answer. 321 grams is reasonable for 125 milliliters. Gram is a valid unit for mass. Three significant figures are given in both pieces of given information, and three significant figures appear in the answer. Connecting the general strategy and the KUDO strategy. For problem solving of any problem type, the five-step general problem solving strategy will work. For word problems, the KUDO's method has been specialized just for word problems. It is a specialized version of the five-step general problem solving strategy. Some tips for actually taking the exam. Multiple choice, tip one. Scan all the choices. Often, one choice looks good, but a later one is better. Look at them all before choosing. For example, for the question, which of the following would cause the largest error in a lab measuring mass and volume of several samples to determine average density? Option A, misreading the balance, would cause an error. Option B, misreading the graduated cylinder, would also cause an error. However, option C, having the samples be inconsistent in makeup, would cause the largest error. Option C is the best possible selection. Multiple choice tip 2. Avoid the word trap. There's often more than one way to say something. The test may use another word than the one you've studied, but they may mean the same thing. For example, for the question, thermal energy flows from an object with blank kinetic energy to an object with blank kinetic energy. Rephrase the question to say, heat flows from an object with blank molecular motion to an object with blank molecular motion. A, more or less, is the correct answer. Multiple choice tip 3. Beware of absolutes. It only takes one exception to break the absolute. Not very many things are absolutely true in chemistry. For example, atomic radius blank as you move from left to right across the periodic table. In general, the radius decreases, but not always. Immediately eliminate any options that include the words always or never. This next segment shares some tips on how to study chemistry. Memorize basic information to save time later. For example, commonly used element symbols and charges, solubility rules, and other properties of matter. Learn vocabulary quickly so that you can understand it when it's used later. Make flashcards if necessary. Brush up on your algebra. Don't try to remember every variation of every question. Rather, remember one equation and know how to use algebra to figure out the others. Look for commonalities between problems. Don't treat each type of problem as different, but rather use common problem-solving methods. Take each problem by the steps. Identify the given information and the wanted, rather than trying to solve the entire problem at one time. Try to understand why behavior occurs and look for patterns. Focus on concepts rather than memorizing facts. Connect each thing you learn with previous concepts. This will enable you to see the big picture. Keep up with the work. Chemistry builds on prior knowledge. Falling behind early will make it even tougher later on. And finally, ask for help when you need it. Successful students are not afraid to ask for help, and they do so early. Find an instructor, TA, tutor, or friend that can help. In summary, know the format of the SAT exam and get used to working within its constraints. Follow the tips for multiple choice questions. Use general problem-solving strategies throughout the course and exams. Use the KUDOS method for solving word problems. And remember the tips for studying chemistry. Congratulations! You've successfully completed the tutorial on the Introduction to SAT Chemistry. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, please visit www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.